Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. The federal government says it has accepted 104 of the 122 recommendations of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide. The final report of the three-year inquiry was handed down in September. The government says it is going beyond the recommendations and is moving to immediately establish a new body to oversee a system overhaul in defence and veterans affairs aimed at preventing suicide within the defence and veterans community. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says an independent inquiry will also be established to examine sexual misconduct and violence in the Australian military.
This is one of the fastest ever responses by a government to a Royal Commission report. My government will establish a new Defence and Veterans Services Commission to undertake the most comprehensive reform to the culture, systems and processes across Defence, the ADF, and the Department of Veterans Affairs to prevent suicide and improve the mental health and well-being of service personnel and veterans.
The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of more floods midweek for eastern Australia after widespread rain and thunderstorms affected the region over the weekend. Parts of southern Queensland and eastern Tasmania each saw over 200 millimetres in 24 hours through to 9 a.m. Sunday, with the majority of the rain falling through the night. Authorities are urging people to monitor the weather alerts. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Angus Hines, says by 11 o'clock tonight, heavy rainfall and possible floods are forecast.
From North Queensland down to Tasmania, between 20 and 80 millimetres of rain for many, with pockets of heavier falls around the northeast Queensland coast, southeast Queensland, central interior New South Wales, and northern and eastern Tasmania, where triple figures, 100 millimetres plus, are likely in some locations through all of those areas.
The largest United Nations land conference is getting underway in the capital of Saudi Arabia. The first time the event has been held in the Middle East and North Africa region. Representatives from nearly 200 nations are expected to gather for over 12 days for the summit, with the aim to expand efforts to restore 1.5 billion hectares of degraded land this decade. Baron Joseph Orr is the chief scientist of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification. He says the summit will look at strategies to address things like drought.
If we stopped land conversion today, it would be what we would need to return to productivity to get us back to where we were in 2015. So it's a very important number to be pursued. Problem, of course, is we continue to degrade and we continue to convert lands.
And in sport, the Australia Women's National Rugby Sevens team have beaten New Zealand 28-24. To win their fifth straight Dubai title. Try scorer Madison Levy scored a record 15th five-pointer of the weekend. She now holds the record for the most tries at a single tournament. The result comes 4 months after the team missed a medal at the Paris Olympics. Australia's longest-serving women's rugby sevens player, Charlotte Kaslik, says she's proud of the team.
I think we just love the vibe of playing here, and we love the weather. It's a dry field, and I think it just really suits the way that we like to play. But I think every year we roll out more and more young girls, and it shows the depth of our program. So I think the reason that we do so good here is the fact that our program is so strong.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hayne.